What's up, everybody? Welcome back for another episode.
Hey, today's episode, I'm going to dive in and talk about my top three my guys for this upcoming basketball season. These are the guys that I'm heavily investing in into the season who I think are going to bring some massive profits and also step it up in their NBA game. Without any further ado, my name is Boris and this is the Hobby Box. All right, stop what you're doing. Make sure you smash that like button, hit subscribe, turn on bell notifications. You're going to want to get updated every time I put out one of these videos. Weekly, I'm putting out 2 to 3 videos just talking about investments that I'm going for and just my overall strategies of what I'm doing and just for all entertainment purposes as well. Again, there is a Discord that I have. The link is in the description below. We have a lot of people in there that are just, bouncing ideas off each other. We have buy, sells, and trades. You definitely want to get involved in that before we jump into this next season so you can see who people are investing in and just get an opportunity to really connect with some guys before the season starts up again. With all that being said, let's jump into my first my guy. All right, guys. So just to explain it really, a my guy really is just somebody that maybe not everybody is hype on him, but I'm really hype on him. I really believe in them and their value. It's up to you to do your own research and see what you think, but I think that these guys are going to continue to grow, and I think their market is going to grow as well. So first off, my first my guy is Mr. Brandon Ingram. I talk about this guy a lot, man. He got traded away from the Lakers. A lot of people have forgotten about Brandon Ingram, and this past year has just been a wake-up call to that. Brandon Ingram is still in the game. He's still making efforts to become better and better every single year. There was a lot of hype surrounding Zion, but this guy had incredible numbers and just the most improved player of this last year. Just remember, I always tell people he was second overall. There was something that people saw in him. I don't think he's in that category of bust, last year being his fourth year in the NBA. We can see over his career compared to last year. Last year, he really stepped it up in points per game average, 23.8. He got 6.1 rebounds, 4.2 assists. He was shooting 46.3 for field goal percentage. And then field goal from the three percentage, 39.1. He has really, really stepped it up just as a player overall. He's already been an all-star and all-rookie. And again, now he got the most improved player this year. A lot of overlooking for this guy in this past year just because of, Zion Williamson coming into the league and a lot of eyes being on him. And he was kind of like the new toy that everybody wanted to see play. And we saw, can't really say that Zion disappointed, but he definitely didn't do exactly what we thought he was going to do. And so to me, though, really the story here is Brandon Ingram being by his side playing. Some people will say Lonzo Ball. I like Lonzo Ball as a player, but I think he's like a third, fourth option. Really great at passing. So he definitely gets in that assist game. But Brandon Ingram is the guy who's going to score, who's going to bring this team. He's going to lead this team up alongside with Zion and kind of moving forward, I believe. This combo with Brandon Ingram and Zion is a good combo. And I think that if the Pelicans want to succeed, they should just, plant their roots right here and really and push into these two individuals. I'm going to compare everybody's prism, just kind of see where their market price was, at its peak. This time last year, his PSA 10s were selling for $50. So, I was really pushing Brandon Ingram pretty hard this past year, just saying, how great of a player I thought Brandon Ingram was, how much potential I saw with him, and he became the most improved player. So this is not, just me saying that I think you should invest in this guy. This is that I see a good future for this guy. And so if he's getting most improved player and he's stepping his game up, that's the kind of things I'm looking for. Obviously, they didn't get as far as I would have liked to see them get in the playoffs. So that's one thing that I would say is maybe a hesitant for him. But I just see him start playing, just to continue to play well. And I think the Pelicans will do a better job this upcoming year. They had a lot of games where Zion wasn't playing. So if Zion was playing that whole time and they had a way to the entire time to develop and to work together as a team, how far could they have gone? That's the possibilities that I'm looking at. At its peak, $475 right here before the NBA restart, up until the NBA restart. And now since they have left, You know, you can pick these up for about $300. That's kind of where his market is right now. Now, population report on this is only 656. That's a great population report for someone who I believe is going to continue to step it up. I don't know how high we'll ever get over this population with PSA 10 Brandon Ingrams. So that's another great factor about this card that I like is that, you know, Prism is that kind of go-to. And it doesn't seem like there's going to be a lot of this population. A lot of these cards, people haven't graded them and not too many of them. It's a little bit harder of a grade with the Prism as well. Great opportunities here that I see with Brandon Ingram, and he's my first my guy. All right, guys, jumping into my second player. This one is a definitely, you know, again, my guy. I believe in him. Take it for what it's worth. Do your own research. But we are going to look at his basketball reference, which isn't the greatest basketball reference out there. I can promise you that. But I see massive opportunity and potential for this guy, especially with the team that he is in and given their opportunities that I think they will have next year moving forward. So my guy is Michael Porter Jr. So Michael Porter Jr., man, just a big guy, 6'10" power forward. Again, like this guy at Mizzou, he was just an all-out scorer. He has just a special touch, man, and he really is a great scorer. And he reminds me a lot of, like a young Durant, possibly maybe in the future he could become someone like that. Now, I'm not saying he is Durant, so don't get me wrong. There's definitely something to be had here with Michael Porter Jr. Now, he has had the back issues. I believe that Denver did the right thing by allowing him to continue to sit out while he healed his back, and it seems – as we saw him play in the bubble, that his back did heal up well. His numbers haven't been that great, you know, 9.3 points, 4.7 on the rebounds, assists 0.8. You know, if you look here for his percentage on his field goal, 50.9, you know, that's a little bit higher than average, and 42.2 on the field goal range from three. So I really do see a good future for Michael Porter Jr. The biggest things that he lacks is defense. You know, I think that is going to be a big factor if he can work on that in this offseason to get him more playing time. He definitely needs to get more around his defense, especially on this Denver team. But the Denver team looks really awesome going into this playoff run. You know, they need to get a little bit tighter on their games. They had a lot of guys that were injured. And so I think if they can get it together and work again, they can make it back to the playoffs. You know, we're seeing an emerging star out of Jamal Murray. They've already got Jokic on the team as well. I think Michael Porter Jr. could be a great third option if they really, really invest time into this guy. And I could see him going further than that. The reason I do like him as well is that he's 6'10". These big guys, especially one that can move like Michael Porter Jr., and they have more of a tendency to become better defensive players over time because they're lanky and they're tall. And if he just puts some extra effort into his defense, we're going to see a well-rounded player. And, you know, I just believe in this guy a lot. Just looking at his base prism, PSA 10, right now they're sitting right around that $197.75 price range. Great price range for this, in my opinion. You know, right now the population report is under 2,000. You know, this time last year, PSA 10s were selling for $33. That's crazy insane. And as the bubble came, you know, here we are 8-7, you can see the bubble. He got up all the way up to his peak at $552.50. And now these cards have found their new range, which is right around that $200 range. These population reports could go up with Michael Porter Jr. for sure. So for me, I'm kind of tending more to the select side with Michael Porter Jr. and optics are really hard grade as well, but he's definitely one of my guys that I'm looking forward to, and I'm going to be heavily investing in this upcoming season. All right, guys, this guy I'm very hype on. This is Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum has just proven a lot over this past year. It was kind of like his breakout year. We've seen him just grow and develop more and more over the years. He's already been an all-star, all-NBA, all-rookie. He's just a great player, and I believe this isn't the best that we've seen of him yet. This past year, he scored 23.4 points per game, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 45 from the field goal, and for his threes, he was at 40.3%. So not bad numbers. These were a lot better than his overall career average. So we like to see that improvement. So we definitely saw it with Jason Tatum. We saw him be a leader this last year on the court. And he's just continuing to grow, man. This is one of my guys, man. I think that Jason Tatum has a great, bright future. One of the top things that I'm looking at in these guys that I'm going to be heavily investing is their teams. The likelihood that this team is going to make it back into the playoff runs next year is very likely. The Celtics will be there. And Jason Tatum is going to be one of the centerpieces again this upcoming year. For me, guys, it's a no-brainer on picking up his cards, especially in this dip that we're at right now. I believe Tatum is a guy that is just going to continue to get better. Overall, awesome playing that we saw from him in this NBA bubble. You know, this year, last time you were picking these up for $40, a PSA 10. I can't believe that. Can you believe Jason Tatum's were $40? You know, they hit a peak right here of over $1,000 in the peak of the season here. Jason Tatum was looking excellent. So, you know, guys, one thing is you got to be careful with this and not buy in the peaks. If you're buying in the peaks, that means that the price is already driven up. Here we go, $520, $582. So we're looking at around $550 is kind of where we're looking for this PSA 10. I think this is a great opportunity because the population report on this is 3,757. For me, this prism is a harder grade than most of the prisms that we've seen. Besides the, I feel like the 2016 is a little bit harder, but this one is definitely hard grade to see just eyeing it. And I've done this a couple of times of looking. So I don't think the population report is going to get ridiculous like with Luka Doncic or with Zion and these guys, where we have over 10,000 of these PSA 10s. I would love to invest more in a Jason Tatum prism, honestly, than I would in a Luka Doncic prism, not because of who I think Luka Doncic is going to become. It's just that with Luka Doncic, I would be looking at other opportunities such as select things that have lower print runs and things like that. Like, you know, I will have Prism, but I won't be heavily invested in that. But with Jason Tatum, I feel like you can invest in this because it's all about supply and demand. And there's going to be a lot more demand than 4,000 for Jason Tatum at a PSA 10 level. That's just my honest opinion. So Jason Tatum, my guy, and I'm really looking forward to this season coming up.
All right, guys, well, that's going to conclude today's podcast. Just want to thank you so much for listening all the way through. We'll be having shows every Tuesday and Thursday, so make sure you hit that follow button and be on the lookout for the new shows. Thank you so much, and you have a great one.